So the at a high level, if you say, what is the goal of DOGE, or I think a significant part of the presidency is to restore democracy. This may seem like, well, aren't we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, FKX, we'd have to, if you sorry. I tell you, gravitas can be difficult sometimes. So if there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the President, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large, unelected bureaucracy. This is not to say that there are good people who are in the federal bureaucracy, but you can't have an autonomous federal bureaucracy. You have to have one that is responsive to the people. That's the whole point of a democracy. And if you looked at the founders today and said, what do you think of the way things have turned out? Well, we have this unelected, fourth unconstitutional branch of government, which is the bureaucracy, which has, in a lot of ways, currently more power than any elected representative. And this is not something that people want, and it does not match the will of the people. So it's just something we've got to fix, and then we've also got to address the deficit. So we've got a $2 trillion deficit, and if we don't do something about this deficit, the country's going bankrupt. I mean, it's really astounding that the interest payments alone on the national debt exceed the Defense Department budget. Which is shocking, because we spend a lot of money on defense, but if that just keeps going, we're essentially going to bankrupt the country. So what I really want to say is, like, it's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential. It's essential for America to remain solvent as a country, and it's essential for America to have the resources necessary to provide things to its citizens and not simply be servicing vast amounts of debt.